on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
Dinner is served.
Okay, they're standing there. You tell them to...
Oh, be seated.
Okay. And say someone comes into the dining room. You'd ask them, won't you...
Please join us.
Okay, and won't you what down? Won't you...
Sit down.
Okay. And you say, so then he... What down? Then he...
Sits down.
Okay. Say if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed to them, you'd tell them, just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Okay. And if someone offered you some food that you decided you didn't want, you'd say, no thanks.
No thanks.
I don't. What?
I would just say no thanks.
Okay. But another expression you might say?
I don't care for it.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been...
It's leftovers.
Okay. Or that it has been what?
Reheated.
Okay. Would you ever say warmed over or...
Yes.
Head over?
Warmed over. But really, it would be hotter than warm.
Okay. You say you put food in your mouth and then begin to...
Chewing.
Okay. And what would you call peas and beets and so forth?
And vegetables.
What?
Vegetables.
Okay. And a place where you might grow vegetables?
In the garden.
Okay. Do you have a different name depending on whether you grow them at home or buy them?
Yes, homegrown.
Okay. And this is something that's particularly southern dish that you might have for breakfast. It's made of ground up corn.
Fried mush?
Okay, what other things?
Some of these things that you buy nowadays, you mean?
Well,
like cereals?
Aye.
No, an older
grits.
What?
Grits.
Okay.
You know, I never ate grits until I was in Florida.
Really?
Yes. We never had eaten grits here, and people think it's a southern dish. It is in Florida because
yeah.
I ate grits down there, and my husband's daughter, we were there, and every morning we ate grits. First I ever had tasted. That was in Orlando.
Yeah. They still eat them around here, I guess.
Other people may. We just had. I don't know what other people eat.
Do you remember ever saving the ashes and getting some of the lye and making...
That's right. We had a place out there to pour the ashes in, and the top was open, so when it rained, it rained in on those ashes,
mm-hmm.
and that was the ash hopper,
mm-hmm.
and there was a spout at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and this lye water would go into a big... crock.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make soap with that kind that will float, and you can... I made some, gave it to my brother, and he used as shaving soap. It will float just as white and beautiful as toilet soap.
Do you ever remember taking some of that lye water and leaving the outside of the corn off and making...
Hominy. That's right.
Okay. And what about a food that's... It's a starch and it's... It's white, and people in China and Japan eat it a lot. But
rice?
Okay.